Well, Ricky, threadbare squad really today, wasn't it? A number missing, but we battled well. Didn't get anything out of it, which perhaps wasn't too surprising. But what do you make of it?
Yeah, you can look at the size of the squad today. Now, we only had 10 first-team players available up until 8 o'clock last night when we called Daniel Moyes and had to record him from Ainsbury, two 16-year-olds on the bench. So the squad was thin, but I still felt that the starting 11 was more than capable of putting in a good performance, and you know, I thought they did that. Let's be honest, Nige, it was always going to be a very difficult afternoon. They're a very good side, especially at home. The tactics were simple. It was just to try and stay in the game and take the game into the latter stages and try and build some pressure, you know, and then see where we go from there. And I thought for 50, 55 minutes, I thought we'd done really well, though, you know, we didn't have too much possession and too many opportunities to get into their final third and create goal scoring opportunities. I thought we limited them to very little themselves, and for as much as of the game that they dominated, they didn't turn that into clear cut chances on a goal, and it's just unfortunate, isn't it, that the goal that actually then changes the whole complexion of the game. It was a dubious decision. You know, I think the lad has to go down to try and win it, but I don't think there's any contact. I think he's gone down a little bit too early, and you know, you speak to Daniel Moyes, who's an honest guy. You know, he had a poor first touch, but then the lad's taken a heavy touch and just gone over, and you know, the referee deemed it to be a penalty, and from there it's an uphill battle, and you know, it's about trying to stay in the game and maybe then going into the last 10 minutes trying to throw a few men forward and see if we can nick a draw, and the second goal all but killed it in the end.
Yeah, a bit unfortunate. And both scholars got on. Good to see Jamie Short make his debut.
Yeah. No, I thought Thiago Diaz come on and done really well. A few nice little touches. We know what he's capable of, and you know, he's got quite a future in the game. And it was nice to get Jamie on as well. You know, Jamie's travelled a few times with the first team, but never actually made his debut. But you know, that'll be a great experience for him. 16 years old, coming on away at Murphy. It don't get much better than that, does it?
So
it's, something for him to enjoy. But no, there's lots of things we could have, in hindsight, done different. But the facts of the matter are, Nigel, we set up the way we set up to give us the best chance of winning. And I think if we had gone a little bit more attacking in the opening stages, we could have been 2 or 3 nil down by half time, and the game would have been over. So I'd rather the game be over with 20 minutes to go rather than 20 minutes in. And I'm give some credit to the boys. I thought they absolutely worked their socks off. They bought into what we tried to do, and I thought they performed really well, and just a couple of small details that went against us, small margins, and ended up in defeat.
Yeah, not a bad day though, really, was it? We battled well.
No, look, we stood on the sideline, Nigel, even with 10, 15 minutes to go. It's days like today where you look around, you look at the facilities, you look at the team you're playing against. You know, I think they're probably, in my opinion, them and Hitchin are the best two teams we've played in both games. You know, you look around and you take in the environment and the atmosphere, and then you just realise that, you know, how well we've done to be at this level of football. Yeah. And yes, we're disappointed that we've lost the game, and we'll dust ourselves off now, and we'll prepare properly, and we'll look to take 3 points from Kingsland and hopefully finish our campaign at home with a victory.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.